Up next, we'll have a report on possible war crimes prosecutions in Kosovo. First, though, our regular look at the world of business. And ever since Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 came down over eastern Ukraine nearly 2 weeks ago, the routes which airlines take have come under scrutiny. Should airlines avoid flying over conflict zones altogether, even if this means that there could be extra costs? Well, in response to all of this, the UN's aviation body has called a meeting today in the Canadian city of Montreal, at which it agreed with the heads of the airline industry, airports and the world's air traffic control networks to better inform airlines of the risks which they may face and to push for new international laws on how anti-aircraft weapons are deployed. Well, joining us now, Benny Manton of Canada's University of Waterloo, an expert on airline pricing and airline economics. What can this body actually do, Benny?
So we're talking about the ICAO, the UN body that is trying to assist airlines. Basically, right now they provide them with an assessment of the global risk, and they outline what kind of risk they may face in different situations. However, what I believe they can do and they can thrive to do is to give them a better mapping of the risk in different countries, different continents, and possibly the intensity of those threats and how they may affect the airlines.
Will airlines listen to them, or will they still take their own advice, though, do you think?
Well, I think probably it goes back to a question of pricing and how consumers are going, or basically passengers in this case, are going to react to those changes. If you know that an airline is flying over a dangerous zone, you might want to get your money back and say, well, the risk is too much for me. Maybe the airline is doing its own analysis of risk and deciding to take the short route and save on the cost of fuel. But then some other passengers might choose a more safer airline that is not flying the short distance and basically being compensated or by paying a premium for this flight.
Surely there are insurance implications, though, if it's known that an airline is flying over a risky route.
Definitely. So I do agree that insurance does come into interplay here, and it's obviously a very complex interplay that we have in place. And if the insurance company is aware of the situation and they are going to impose higher charges to the airlines, eventually those airlines will have to make a decision. It's a trade-off. Are we going to impose, to transfer those increased security costs to passengers, and eventually not only you're going to fly over a danger zone, you're also going to pay higher fare? Or shall I simply take the shorter path and brand myself as a safer airline?
Complex issue. Thanks very much, Benny Manton there from Canada's University of Waterloo, expert on airline pricing and airline economics, looking at this issue of airlines potentially flying over war zones. You're listening to NewsHour from the BBC. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm James Kamara-Sami, and this is NewsHour.